This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The Pentagon says it is not ruling out coordination with the Taliban on any future counterterrorism efforts in Afghanistan. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
Joint Chiefs Chairman Mark Milley fought against the Taliban.
This is a ruthless group from the past, and whether or not they change remains to be seen.
But asked directly if the U.S. may have to work with the insurgents against Islamic State militants and others.
Possible.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin echoed Milley in calling a future relationship with the Taliban hard to predict. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Senior European officials say the Taliban's takeover of Afghanistan and the rushed airlift operation have highlighted the EU's need for its own rapid reaction military force. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Officials say the EU's dependence on US troops during the evacuation demonstrated the 27 nations bloc's lack of preparedness and independence. European Council President Charles Michel has asked, as a global economic and democratic power, can Europe be content with the situation where we are unable to ensure, unassisted, the evacuation of our citizens? EU members have floated the idea of setting up a 5,000 member standby force capable of quickly intervening. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The UN's top human rights official in Afghanistan warns the country is descending into a humanitarian catastrophe as conflict, drought, and a shortage of international aid is hitting the population days after the U.S. military ended its mission in the country. Ramiz Alakbarov said Wednesday that at least one-third of the country's population now is not sure that their family will have a meal every day or not. Alakbarov said half of all Afghan children under 5 years old are in an extreme state of malnutrition.